Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, so we're calling about the business loan offer we received in the mail.
Sure, sure. Did you have a 16-digit reservation code there?
I do.
Okay. If you could read that back to me, four numbers at a time, please.
2411.
2411. Okay.
4701.
4701. Okay.
0006.
0006. Okay.
3635.
3635. Just one moment. I will pull up information that we have for you on file here. All right, and is the business Performance Motorsports?
Performance Motors.
Motors, okay. And then I don't believe that I'm speaking with Harold. Who am I speaking with?
That's my dad. Do you need to talk to him?
Okay. And then what would be a good number to reach back out to you in case we are disconnected today?
304.
Okay.
613-8578.
8578. Okay. And that's a mobile number?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. So I just would like to confirm a little bit of information that we have here on file, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, okay?
Okay.
Are you still located at the 1211 Harrison Avenue address?
No, we moved into a brand new facility.
Okay. What is that new address?
3222. Beverly Pike.
Was that Government Pike?
Beverly, B E V.
Beverly Pike, got it. Beverly Pike. Is that still in Elkins, West Virginia?
That's correct.
Okay, 26241.
Correct.
Okay, and the business classification, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, a LLC?
And Performance Motors is a C Corp.
C Corp, got it. And then it looks like you've been in business since 2010?
2007.
2007. All right. Okay. So, and lastly, what would be a good email address in case I need to shoot you out some information today?
Chines, C-H-I-N-E-S.
Okay.
At Performance Chevy.
WV.com. WV.com. Got it. Okay. So what you received today was an offer for funding. We have a multitude of programs. So if you'd let me know what you're looking to do, I can see if we can find a good fit for you and, you know, help out the business.
We're looking for a working capital loan.
Okay. Is there a specific dollar amount in mind?
$250,000.
Okay. And what would you be using the funds for? Just operational capital or?
Operational and some expansion. We're expanding our parts department and our used car inventory.
Oh, that's exciting. Very nice. Okay.
Well,
now, is it?
Accessories, though, are very expensive to keep on hand.
What's that? I'm sorry?
To expand used cars. Mm-hmm. Inventory and parts and accessories, it's just expensive. It's a lot of money out of cash flow.
Gotcha. Okay. And now, is this an immediate need, or are you just in the preliminary stages of looking around, or?
We're an immediate need. We want to change. We want to do this rapidly.
Okay.
Because we're missing the market.
Okay. Are you familiar with how working capital loans work? Have you had any in the past?
No, not really. No.
Okay. I'd like to tell you how...
I'm assuming it's going to be a term loan and a fixed rate.
Correct. But the way that that ours work is we're able to lend 10 to 15% of the business's top-line revenue from the year previous. Would you happen to know what you did in sales last year?
A little over $20
million. Okay. You know, just based off that number, we could definitely get you the amount that you're looking for. And then a couple of other quick questions here. I know you're not familiar with working capital. Have you gone to your bank at all? Got any feedback from them on you know, what they potentially may be able to do for you?
No, we haven't really researched it.
Okay. Just checking. And then another quick question. How would you rate your personal credit? Above average, average?
Above average.
Excellent. Maybe in the 700s, mid 700s, thereabouts?
Yeah, it's mid 700s or above.
Excellent. Okay. So, that's another great factor that will be working in your favor. Now, is there a term that you're looking for as well? Specific amount of time? Longest term, shortest term?
I'd like about a 5 year if I can.
Okay. Our working capital loans, typically first-time customers, it goes from 6 to 18 to 24 months. The five-year loans are for our equipment financing loans. They're more like your typical car loan. It's a monthly payment, 2 to 5 years. So our working capital loans, cannot extend that far. The longest that I've seen them go is 3 years, if that would still be beneficial for the business.
But we want to look at it, see what the payment is.
Absolutely. it's a very simple process to see what we can make available as well. We just have a one-page application. We would look at some bank statements, first two pages of the tax return, and that would give us the snapshot of the business that we need to make an offer that would not be a burden, would be beneficial to the business.
Okay, so you would need tax returns and...
What I can do is... I can shoot you out an email of the list of the things we would need, and I would attach our application as well. Again, it's a one-page, very simple application. Are there multiple owners for this business?
Yeah, that's my dad, my brother, and I. My brother and I are sitting here. Dad's out talking to the customer.
Okay, is it 33-33-33?
There's the majority.
No, Dad's the majority owner.
Okay, so we would need an application from each of you to get the ball rolling there. And then again, we just need 6 months of the most recent bank statements, first two pages of the most recent tax return. And if you did have any working capital loans, which it sounds like you don't, information on those as well. But again, I can shoot that out to you in an email. I can have it to you in about 10 minutes. And as quickly.
Okay.
What kind of interest rates and things do you usually run? I know you can't lock in on anything, but give me a variable kind of a range.
There's not a variable interest rate. It's more of a cost of funds. A lot of our programs are less than a year, so we just add a cost of funds. So there's when you receive our contract, you would see the amount that you're borrowing, and there'd be a total payback. So there's no variable amount. You'd be paying a specific set amount each payment. So it's something that you could help to budget for. And because it is an unsecured loan, rates typically start at around 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. It is a little bit more expensive money, but again, it's a kind of risky on our part. It's the fact that it's unsecured. And also there are, if you had plans on perhaps paying back early, there are early discounts as well. Certain programs, you get 25% of the remaining interest forgiven. Sometimes other programs, 5 to 6% of the remaining balance is forgiven with early payment. So there's a lot of different programs out there that we have. It was just a matter of seeing where you fit. And it sounds like you guys will fit into one of our A-tier programs, which are our better programs.
Okay. All right. Well, you send us that, and we'll get it back to you.
Sounds good. I will have that over to you in 5 minutes. And as quickly as you can get that back to me, I will get to work for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.